Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Baltimore.
The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello to our friends at 98.5 K-Fox, the South Bay's classic rock in beautiful San Jose, California.
Love
also
it.
Our friends at Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans, and Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. Welcome to the program, guys. Big show for you today. Ted versus the FCC. Profile this. All that coming up in our question. You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, when I was about 11 years old, I was in a really bad bicycle wreck. Wound up in the hospital for 3 days for observation because they figured something had to be wrong with me. What they determined was that I have a super intense bone structure. My bones are thicker than 99% of the population.
What we like to say is they're thicker than your average Homo sapien.
Does that mean that you've never broken a bone because they're so strong?
I've never broken a bone. The doctor actually told my parents that if I ever broke a major bone in my body, the trauma necessary to do it would probably kill me.
Jesus. Dang. I mean, like, how much thicker are we talking that it's unlikely for you to even break a bone without almost dying?
The thinnest part of my skull is over a half inch thick.
You're like Cro-Magnon.
A little bit.
Okay. Now, when do you weigh more? Like, people always say I have big bones.
Yeah, are you
like,
denser?
Yeah, like, do you weigh more?
Yes, I weigh more than the average person for my size.
So your BMI weight, like, whenever they say, like, if you're this tall,
you should weigh this much,
it's never going to be close.
But it turned out it was a result of me being a preemie. I was born 7 weeks early, and I never had a growth spurt. From the time I was born until I quit growing, I just kept growing.
How tall are you?
So, I'm 6'3".
You're 6'3", and how much do you weigh?
325.
Now, 325. If I looked at you, would I estimate 325, or do you look like you weigh 250?
No, I look like I weigh 275, 280.
Okay, so you look 50 pounds less than you are, and the bones are the difference in your actual weight?
Yes.
How big are your feet?
14.
Okay. Well, you got to get to the Nordstrom Rack. That's your only option.
Yeah. The benefit of this is the look on a guy's face is priceless when he bounces a baseball bat off your head and you take it away from him.
Well, you know what? You can only have so many of those opportunities in life.
Gabby, what led up to this guy trying to bounce a baseball bat off your face?
Did you have the confidence to know with my thick ass bones, I can kind of get in a fight with anybody and they might make me bleed, but they won't do much damage?
By that point, yeah.
Okay. Hmm. See, I'm not trying to take a baseball bat to the face.
Okay, what about...
Don't get me wrong. It didn't feel good.
Right now...
Okay, it's not something I want to do again tomorrow.
Right.
But it didn't hurt me.
How about, how hard is it for you to find a fitted hat? Like, if you want to go out and buy your favorite baseball, football... I mean, I'm 7 5/8. I'm assuming you're an 8-something, 9-something?
8 1/4.
8 and a quarter. When I look at you, if I were to look at you,
that's extra large.
I didn't even know they made those, and I had a huge head. 8 and a quarter?
Right. I can barely find one for me.
Dude, my mother's head is like the size of a goddamn jack-o'-lantern.
Really?
And like, you don't realize it, and then if you were, when I was a kid, you'd put on a hat that she was wearing, and it would drop down like to my nose, man. And it finally occurred to me, like, you have a big ass head. If I were to look at you, would you look odd to me in some way, or is it just you can't tell until you, okay?
How about your fingers? I mean, do they look really big and thick and all that stuff too?
They're size appropriate for a big guy.
Okay.
But there's just like no meat on them; it's all bone.
On my wrist,
there's not a lot over the wrist itself. It's just all bone.
It's too bad there's no bone in your penis. You'd really, you'd have been doing really well.
I'd like it that way, but it's not the case.
Now, it's every bone in your skeleton is thick?
Yes.
So, okay, you don't really need to take any calcium supplements, I'm assuming, or you don't need to, like, worry about that aspect of your life?
No.
Well, let me ask you this, though, but if you had bone cancer, would your thicker bones exacerbate the problem, or would it minimize it?
I have no idea, and I pray I don't have to find out.
Well, you figured out the baseball bat. That's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Okay. That's crazy. Do you have any physically or anything? You're gone? Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that's crazy.
Because you hear people say, well, I'm big bone. I'm like, you might be, but you're also fat. Right?
That was going to be my question. I'm like, does that upset you as an actual big bone person?
And some people are big boned. I get it. They have big frames. That's not always what people are commenting on. It's like, I know, I'm looking at your gut. You know, I understand, like, you have broad shoulders, like, understood. Your face is fat. Your gut's fat. That's what people are talking about. But it's like, I'm big boned. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. That, too.
I'm trying to think how this could come in handy. You know what I mean?
Like, big bones?
If you're in a car crash.
Football.
Besides, apparently, you can't lose a fight.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Unless you find another big bone dude.
You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA.
I feel like you get in that bar fight, you're not running into another big bone dude.
The odds are that you won't, but wouldn't you pay extra money to see that? If you said, hey man, look, that dude over there is the same condition as you. You're both these thick bone bro. Throw down, man.
What did Andre the Giant have? Oh.
Was it just giganticism or whatever? I'm not sure.
Is it the same thing as the cow they found in Australia, which they said basically just the cow never stops growing?
Yeah, there's that giant cow in Australia, and it won't stop growing, and it's already twice the size of the other cattle, but it won't stop growing. I think Andre the Giant did stop growing at some point.
I don't remember that as part of the documentary.
Did you see, like, the competitor?
Robin?
Sorry.
Send it to flying.
She's got her.
Oh, you got that.
What is citrusy stuff.
What is that again? What is the brand? That's like a foo-foo.
Yeah, but it works.
All right, as long as
you've been drinking Nog.
Look, man, and I said this to Robin yesterday, okay? Just real quick. No. Wait.
That's his usual stuff.
Wait. Now, yesterday before work, I had about.
Not bad.
20% of my eggnog left, right? So I just tipped the carton upside down, came into work. That was yesterday morning. And then I grabbed one of these big-ass milk, cream, sugar, and fat drinks from Starbucks. All that. Barely farted at all yesterday. And Robin and I agreed. She said, I believe you simply outlasted your intolerance. Like, your body just quit because I won't listen to all the warning signs. So I don't know why I'm farting now unless it waited 24 hours. But, man, I totally, and it was kind of a setup because I drank the eggnog. It was about 8:30 yesterday morning. Knowing by the time this kicks in, I'm just going to piss everybody off on the show. Made it a point to get that big Starbucks drink. Nothing.
Also, no, you haven't been to the grocery store in probably 20 years. Mm-hmm. So who's ever responsible for this, I should text during the break and say, stop buying that stuff and bringing it home.
Eggnog's delicious.
You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA.
Hello?
I mean, it is delicious, but...
Did I fart yesterday? No, I didn't. You guys didn't even know I was drinking eggnog.
Hey, look, I only bring it up because you fart a lot.
I do fart a lot.
There is... Fewer times where you make a face. When you just farted, you made the face.
This was bad. No, this is bad. If it keeps happening, which my stomach is telling me it will.
That's your part of the body that's telling you that something ain't quite right.
But I ignore it. It's kind of like, you know, people keep calling your phone, you just won't pick it up. Mm-hmm. That's me with my body. Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on?
Hola.
So I was in the Navy and on a carrier, and they have... When you go out to sea or you're in port, they do a day cruise and take the family out with you. And so we go on one of these day cruises called Dependence Day Cruise, and one of my shipmates comes up, and he introduces me to his dad, and he he sticks his hand out there, and I go to shake his hand, and he doesn't have a thumb. So I grab him up about 4 inches above the wrist.
Right, because, right, the natural break wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of overshot the runway.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm like surprised, and I talked to my friend later on. He said, you know, my dad gets the biggest kick out of it because the expression he gets when that happens to you.
Sure, as long as he's comfortable with it, and he's
gotten
to the point where that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it, yeah.
But it was a hoot.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny, though.
Mm-hmm. Don't you have to be a certain size? Like, I'm just guessing. From the aircraft carriers that I've been on, if you were, like, 6'6", are you just, like, are you going to go on a different ship or something?
No, we had a guy on the ship. He was, like, 6'4", and every time you walked by his rack, his feet were hanging out.
Well, I would just assume, like, walking down the stairwells and things like that, there's a lot of ductwork. There's a lot of open, exposed things, pipes, bars, everything else. And eventually,
if you're a big dude in the Navy, you want to be on that.
Look at the other choices, of all the choices in the Navy.
Put them on
the biggest ship, according to Battleship, the game.
I'm 6'2", and I got a lot of scars on my head.
From being in the Navy?
Just from being 6'2". Yeah, but the Navy was part of it.
All right. You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA.
You know, over the years you hear short jokes and this and that. Yeah, it always makes me laugh.
Oh, no, you're always happy when someone tall.
You got a scar on your head? That must suck. Just walk through a normal door, huh? What, are you washing the back there?
By the way, Andre the Giant. Mm-hmm. We wanted to know if he ever stopped growing. Someone says, Andre never stopped growing. And yes, we know it eventually contributed to his death, but they say he had a pituitary tumor that kept releasing extra growth hormone.
Huh.
So it just kept releasing the hormone, your body keeps growing, and you end up being Andre the frickin' Giant. The
weirdest part to me of that documentary was you go through all the stuff with Andre.
By the way, if you have not seen this documentary, it is excellent.
It was either from an Eastern Bloc country or a European country.
France, wasn't it?
Maybe it was.
I think he was French.
Either way, he ended up like retiring to the woods of North Carolina. And I just thought that was the strangest ending to that story as far as like, I don't know why.
The show where he grew up was like this beautiful.
He's
like,
from Paris.
But like the town he's in, it looked like something you'd see on a postcard, right? Mm-hmm. Rolling hills, vineyards, beautiful buildings and all this. And obviously comes to the States, does what he does, helps build the WWF, as it was at the time, to the top of the echelon.
Every single one of those little groups.
And then when he retires, it was just like this ugly-ass ranch in North Carolina. I'm like, really, man? That's where you want? Mm-hmm. And apparently that's where he wanted to be.
I respect it, though. Right, because I've been a city person my whole life.
Sure.
And lately, as I get a little older, I tell my friends, I go, look, once I move out of the city, I ain't coming back.
You stay out there.
I'm going to
go chop wood.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Right.
Like, what'd you do today? Like, I chopped some wood and, I don't know, killed a goat.
This is what you're looking forward to.
And I'm not hungry or cold. Mm-hmm. You know,
chopped wood and killed a goat today.
I'm just saying, like, I can fathom that. Like, you know what I mean? He's like, you finally leave the city when I'm like, I'm down with it.
Yeah, I do believe when I retire, my whole point, if I see my neighbor, it's only because I'm breaking into their home. Like, wherever I go, I don't want to see anybody, nothing.
You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ted versus the FCC coming up. You want to play a little You versus the FCC, download the Men's Room app. It is brand new and it is absolutely free. All right, our question, you or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? We have this story. It's not really going to make any sense. But if you check out the Men's Room Facebook page, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, we'll try to describe it, but we can only describe it so well.
Oh, the visual, yeah, okay.
Ultimately, you're going to have to see this for yourself. This is as simple as the story is. A man and a woman are under arrest after police busted them for possession of 2 ounces of methamphetamine during a search in the 4300 block of West Myrtle Avenue. The suspects are Eric John Montgomery.
Any relation?
39 years old. Jesus, I hope not. And Peaches Tochev.
What?
Peaches Tochev.
That's her name.
How do you pronounce that, would you guess?
Hold on.
Sochev?
Sochev.
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 Peaches Sochev. Both were booked for possession of methamphetamine for sale. Now, they write this article, and that's as far as it basically goes.
Well, basically, it's a police blog.
Now, in between, below that, is a picture of Peaches and a picture of Eric John Montgomery. And you look and you see this unusually large lump on this dude's head, to the point where you can't even believe that he looked in the mirror every day and went, surely, you know what I mean, surely there's everything is going fine with me, because if you know anything about looking at yourself in the mirror, you would guess to yourself that, man, that can't be right.
And it's not.
So, as you continue with the story, all right, it says then that investigators found items that indicate drug sales along with the meth itself. The last paragraph, according to the journalist who wrote the article, we reached out to the Visalia Police Department. They say the bump scene in Montgomery's mugshot has nothing to do with the arrest.
Because everybody
thinks the cops hit him.
Nobody cared about the arrest.
And the family members indicate he has had that bump for approximately 20 years. Even when you see, the first thing that bothers you is what is on this guy's head.
Miles told me about this yesterday morning in the office, all right? So our computers face each other. So I can't see what's on the screen. And he goes, look, man, you have to look at this guy, right? I walk over, I see it's a mugshot, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the hell's wrong with him? And Miles is like, dude, you realize that has nothing to do with the story.
Nothing.
He was arrested for selling meth. They address it because you can't not notice.
I mean, like, you couldn't even. Okay, like.
But wait, they said they're a couple, and I want you to understand.
I mean, how is she
something.
Fighting through that?
Right. When we
how does
say,
she look at him and go, like, do me?
When we say there's someone for everything.
Methamphetamine.
No. Oh. Look, man. Like, you can see a meth head, and maybe they don't look good, but they don't look like that.
Google people, Eric John Montgomery.
But they don't care.
No, but look at that.
That?
You should, because it looks like, man, you're going to die of a brain tumor.
I don't know, man.
I mean, if you saw that on your, I mean, hell, we get, every once in a while, you get one on your ass, you get one on the back of your neck.
Right now.
I get one in the middle of my back, and they have to be taken out.
It doesn't last for 20 years.
Right.
Yeah. Before 20 years is up, I'm going to deal with it.
But look, we're not on meth.
But he hasn't been on meth for 20 years.
Look.
How old is he?
39.
He's 39 years old.
He could have been.
Could have started at 19.
But listen, honest to God, I know he's on meth, but he does not look like your average meth head as we picture it, right? If he didn't have that big-ass thing on his head, he would just look like a normal dude.
I might be addicted to meth, but every $10 I get, I'm going to put $1 aside, and I'm going to put it someplace for one reason and for one reason only. Because one day, I want to get that growth taken off of my forehead.
Says somebody that has not smoked meth.
Apparently not.
Then meth is, look, if that's the case, then I don't know if they still do the D.A.R.E. program at schools. But I would say this. Bring this guy, okay, and say, kids, look at this. This is not the result of doing meth. But because of meth, he's allowed this to be on his head for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's enough to turn the kids off right there. Because anybody else would want to get this goddamn thing off their head.
I mean, most people would hate to smell like urine. But people that do drugs and live on the street smell like urine. But it doesn't seem to mind them.
But when you live on the street, there's certain concessions. You go like, hey, if you peed your pants, it sucks. But it's not like you got a backup pair of pants. I get it. This guy, I mean, even if I were homeless and had that on my head, I would go to someone else like, hey, can you take a cinder block and try to smash that thing off?
Try to pop it. I mean, what's coming out of
it? I just see it. It's like, right, I've had the cyst has come back for the third time.
Is that
so now it's been sitting there. I'm like, I got to get it done. But then it's like, I'm going to take a vacation.
Okay.
Oh, I got work. Like, you just.
But 2 decades will not pass.
But what is that?
Well, that's the other thing. It doesn't hurt. Now, once it gets infected and it hurts, I'll be in there in 2 days.
But there's another difference.
But what is it?
You know it's there because you can feel it.
Yeah.
But when you brush your teeth, you're not distracted by one half of your entire forehead. You know what I mean? I get the thing on my ass. It bugs me because it hurts, but I don't see it all the time. Like, I have to tell you it's there or show you my ass. This guy, if he put on a ski mask to rob a bank, they could still identify him because the ski mask would have such a huge protrusion.
What is in there? What do you think is in there? Is it just clear fluid? Is it pus? What is in there?
Candy. So I can pick it up.
Exactly. Just bust that baby open.
You smash his forehead with the baseball bat.
Oh, Jolly Ranchers.
I mean, considering he's had it for 20 years, it's got to be just a cyst that's on his head.
I guess. You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA.
Tell you what ain't right is that funk that comes out when they cut those things off.
Yeah. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Ola.
Ola.
Oh, man. Great topic, by the way.
Yeah. Sort of.
It's making me hungry.
We're starting a diet.
Yeah, that's lovely. I don't want a diet.
Okay.
I got a simple one for you.
All right.
I've been in law enforcement for years, and after subduing somebody, anyway, I was kind of suggested to go to the ER. And I went in, and the ER doc was kind of like, oh, no, you're fine, go home. And so 6 months later, I go in, and the doc, primary doc, says to me, you know what, you need to see a specialist. So I go in, and first thing she says to me is, I need you to sit up straight. And I said, okay, I am. She said, no, you're not. And she said, you don't realize... And I said, what? Well, it turns out I had fractured 2 vertebrae.
Jesus.
And I'd walked around with it for 6-7 months, or worked with it.
And you didn't have any pain at all?
Oh, no, I had pain, but...
You just thought you were sore, right? Hey, let me ask you this, man. You worked in law enforcement, you had to subdue someone, etc. How many naked people have you had to tackle or tase?
I've had... a couple that have unclothed themselves while I've been dealing with them.
And it wasn't what you wanted to see, was it?
One of them was great, and one of them, no, nobody deserves to be subjected to that.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I just feel like with your job, man, naked, sweaty people.
What would scare... Oh, okay.
All right. By the way, Mile, real quick, some comments are coming in, so people... The guy we were just talking about, the guy that's on meth but his mugshot, he has this big thing on his head. So people are asking, his name again is?
His name is Eric John Montgomery.
All right, a lot of people are asking for that. As far as the people that did do it, some of the comments. Dude, it's his extra special stash of meth that he hid in a lump. Let's see, it says, dude looks messed up, man. Holy Jesus, we just looked dude up. What the F is this guy thinking? That's normal?
Well, that's what I mean. How can you look at yourself in the mirror every day and go, that's perfectly normal? 20 years of seeing this thing on your face.
Someone else's response simply, God damn. Yeah, seriously, if you get the chance.
I mean, he's got a girl, he's got 2 ounces of meth. He doesn't care about that.
He clearly does not. I understand he doesn't care. I can't believe she doesn't care. Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, now I'm out of my forklift so I can actually talk to you guys in my garage. I got a special story for Miles.
Okay.
And this is on top of the story. Sorry, Big Mike. So I had this growth. It's not growth, but I've had boils all my life, whatever. But right.
But
right
boils where?
Back cheek. Well, I'm about to tell you. It's right next to my cheek, but right next to my boils, right? And I've been working on this thing for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 days or whatever. And finally, it sounded like a 22 shotgun. Or not shotgun, 22 shot. And it was warm, like that. Shampoo called? Pantera or whatever?
Pantene?
Pantene? My arm? Pantene, yeah. And it was just covered in my hand.
Oh Jesus.
Baby, you're lucky you're lucky I'm not gay. I just throw these headphones off and drive right down to your place and take you and put you in my arms.
I pinched it again, and more Pantene came out, but with a little bit of red stuff.
So you got it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, it didn't come back, right?
No, it went away.
You said you were messing with this for 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, because, you know, I drive the Lyft or whatever. You guys hear the beep, 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 whatever, when I call in or whatever.
Well, probably because you're
on your ass all day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's a few things that can happen when you sit on your ass too much. Obviously, deep vein thrombosis.
Is that the periodontal cysts? Look, I have one about a year ago, and... Same place, man. It's not so close to my boys, but on my ass cheek, mostly inside, right? And it drives you crazy because it's painful, but it's painful like a sore throat's annoying. It's not going to kill you. Mm-hmm. You can deal with it, but it's always there. It annoys the hell out of you. So I have this thing.
It looks painful watching you get in and out of a car.
Well, dude, it like every time you get up and walk, it sucks. But again, it's nothing you can't handle, but everything you do is annoying.
Yeah.
So we're doing the show. I'd already told you guys about it, whatever. I went to see the doctor, and actually, Ted, to what you were saying, it's one of those deals where, and you feel stupid. But it's my regular doctor. I go in, and it's one of those, scheduled for a physical. I said, dude, it's not that. I got a thing on my ass, right? So they, all right, go ahead and show me. And it's just.
What was the reaction?
It's not as, so before the doctor comes in, there is his, like, assistant guy who takes your info. And I hate it because he's like, well, I need to see it first. And let's face it, you're trying to show as few people as you can some big goiter cyst on your ass. But it's like, all right. So, and what makes it worse is I know he's the guy that's not going to deal with it. He's just taking a report. So you kind of bend over the table. I drop my pants, and he puts the gloves on his hands. This is honestly what I hear. Oh, boy. Right? Swear to God. That's the non-doctor.
And he's looking at your butt.
He's looking at my butt, right? And that's the non-doctor. So he finishes the stuff. So my doctor comes in, Dr. Miller, and he comes in, and he's trying to be cool, and he's seeing this stuff, but he keeps, like, poking it. And I'm like, dude, seriously, like, it hurts, man. And he's like, all right, well, I get you antibiotics, whatever. About 2 days later, we're doing the show.
So he doesn't pop it?
No, he did not pop it. And he had said it's better to not do it. Take the antibiotics because it's an infected thing, whatever. It'll take care of it. So about 2 days later, my ass still hurts. The bump is still there. We're doing the show. And it's not that I hear or feel this thing break open, but we're doing the show. And I realize, man, like my left butt cheek
is wet.
Feels wet, right? But I'm not sure if it is because it's still body temperature. You know what I mean? I'm like, I just don't know. I get up and I'm walking toward the bathroom and I'm like, oh no, oh no. I go into the stall. The handicapped stall, Mike, not the middle one. And as I pulled on my underwear, I realized half of it, so my underwear is now stuck to my ass. And I have to rip it off, and I'm trying not to scream in the public bathroom. And I'm wiping, not quite my ass, but my ass cheek, and it's just pus and blood. And I'm like, this is disgusting. Oh. Another, like, 3 hours of show, man. And,
right.
But the problem is, so come back and do the show. And first of all, just know, I felt better. All right, so when it's gone, a lot of the pain leaves. But as I'm doing the show, the only thing on my mind is, my left ass cheek is wet. It's thick and viscous, almost like baby oil kind of thing. You know what I mean? I cleaned up as best I could, but it's just draining through the rest of the show.
Did you try to push it out or the rest of the stuff?
And dude, certainly the break, like our commercials are running out. You got to get back in, go to the next break, run back in, push more out. But the whole time I'm like, my ass is wet and it's wet with pus. And I just need to finish this show. And I get home, underwear thrown in the trash. It was horrible.
You don't understand some of the dilemmas that we deal with in here. So at certain times, we will look and see how long a song is or the commercial break just because that is the definitive amount of time that we need to be able to go use the bathroom. So
if
you need to go poop, man, it's like a NASCAR pit stop. You got to go in there. You got to feel confident about what you can get done in that amount of time.
I got back late yesterday by like 30 seconds.
I noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I knew what was happening. I was getting like that extra wipe and that alarm went off in my head. Like, damn it. That light's going to be on.
Right. Because you don't have enough time.
Trust me, I had to stay and finish.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you know when you do.
But Miles is the best. Because, see, Miles has to talk between songs, commercial break, and all this, right? Handles what we call the company business. So it's different for the rest of us where we get a block of time and go pinch one off. You, it's like, Robin, how long is the song? God damn it, it's only 3.5 minutes.
Right. And I hate you, Smashing Pumpkins.
Green Day kills you. Jimi Hendrix kills you.
Oh, God.
And what you don't know is that Miles will sit here crowning, honestly, God, for like an hour, going through the music log to find a cool, right. We're going to play like Sweet Child of Mine.
Here's the other tough thing, right? There's a lot of employees here.
Yes, there are.
Now, I don't know how you guys are, but I am particularly like the big stall.
Busy, you're not going to go into the other.
Sometimes you'll have that commercial break and you'll go, like I did it today. I walked in, I just went, damn it.
You can see the door
closed.
So
then like the rest of the 2 o'clock hour I had that weird sweat going because I had to poo.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm waiting for the good stuff.
By the way, there is somebody in the office, because I've had to use the bathroom quite a bit the last few days, that does this. Have you guys run into this guy yet? This is at the urinal. All right. It goes,
I've heard him. Okay. I've never seen this person, but I've heard him.
I mean, it's either a good pee or they're struggling.
It's always like, oh, and you're like, Jesus, dude, use the bathroom before the point of explosion.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can get up. Like, you don't have to be like, I've been holding it as long as I can on the couch. Right. I'm not living with you. You can get up and go to the bathroom like anybody. You're at work. You know what I mean? Like, you're not watching Netflix.
We got a couple questions here. First, it says, thank you, Thrill, for the detail you went into on that. That is the first time I've actually thrown up from listening to somebody say something. Congratulations. Look, man, I'm not trying to make a throw-ups case. Let's see. Are you guys able to just leave sick? Like, hey, I've got to go home. You know, in
we never have.
In theory, I'm sure we could. We've done shows where I remember there's a point I was puking in the trash can in the studio. Mm-hmm. You and Ted just kept going. I know, Ted, you puked a few times. It's just,
yeah,
you could, but it's like, look, we're not going to feel any better when you go home. So you might as well finish the show.
I did 3 weeks on the air with gauze stuffed in my ass in just incredible pain after a hemorrhoidectomy.
He's not. We would go to break, and he would almost be in tears.
I got it done on Friday. I was back on Monday, man. And like, there was no.
I will say, you should have taken off more time.
I know that
the doctor told you.
I didn't realize I was going to say.
But the point is, I know, but you didn't.
But the doctor,
now here we are.
You know why? Relax. He's like, nope, I got
to
be back.
And I swear to God, as soon as we went to break,
I won't heal.
You'd hear whimpering. It's like, dude, are you okay? No.
Well, I have a pretty high pain tolerance. I always have.
But it's your.
What happened when you had your vasectomy?
Oh my God. But it wasn't nearly as bad as that hemorrhoidectomy.
I know, but it's the same thing. The doctor said, take it easy.
I rest for 2 days. Let me go run 5 miles. I was slowly lowering myself into an Epsom salt bath, and I felt the tear come down my cheek because I was crying because I was in pain. And I stopped for a minute. I thought, like, I've never actually physically cried.
From pain.
Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I might scream and go, no, or whatever, but I've never cried. I've never reached the level of, oh, God, my ass. I was bawling.
I took a knee to the junk once that hurt so bad that I puked.
Well, puking is one thing, but to physically cry.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I physically cry.
Now, granted,
cry.
If somebody dies or my dog, you know, whatever.
Oh, this is understood.
It's different.
But watch a guy get drafted.
Yeah, but not from pain.
Those shows don't choke you up?
What's that?
When you see the guy, like, the behind the scenes, and he gets drafted in the NFL, and his family's all high-fiving.
No, you know what gets me, man? And Robin brought it up earlier, man.
He's making millions.
The kids are in school, and they have a special guest coming in, and it's like, dude's father or mother. You know, they've been in Afghanistan for 8 months, man. And these kids just freak out, and I'm like, boy. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yep.
Like, you're so happy for everybody. I'm like, get that tear out of my eye.
And I know you hate the surprise videos when people come home, but I love them.
How do you hate
those?
That's
great. That's so good. The dog gave him a big hug.
The dogs especially.
Exactly.
That
golden retriever really misses him. Look at that. More so than his wife, apparently.
I know,
and she's not on the floor with her belly up in the air going, he is.
That is a good point. The wife's like, I'm so happy to see you. The dog's like,
I'm just losing his mind, man. Doing the butt dance, you know, like the whole thing.
But then again, to be fair, your dog would do that the amount of time it takes you to walk outside and get the mail. You're back! Dude, I've been gone for 7, so I can't believe you're back.
You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line, more calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
A French woman said she had a light bulb head after suffering a near-fatal allergic reaction to a chemical often found in darker color hair dyes. The woman, identified only as Estelle, claims a chemical in the dye caused her allergic reaction. She was talking to a French publication, Le Parisien, according to Yahoo Lifestyle. Though the 19-year-old claims she only tested a small amount of the product, her scalp almost immediately became irritated after application. She reportedly told the publication that the swelling began shortly after and would not stop. Though Estelle said she took an antihistamine to help with the swelling and irritation, the next morning her head had already enlarged, growing 24.8 inches.
Kind of like the Grinch's heart when he discovered Christmas.
Compared to 22 inches. Her tongue also swelled up. The way she looks is, I mean, it's...
Do we have that picture up at the...
We do not, no. It's, this is...
She looks like...
Can you pass that to Rob and see if we can get up? Because listen, we talked about the meth head guy, that big thing on his head. This is so much different. It is inexplicable.
No, it's very simple. You ever seen the painting or the movie Scream?
You know what? Yeah.
She looks like the Scream mask.
Mm.
Except it's skin, and then it becomes unsettling.
To munch, yes.
Yeah.
You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA.
It was going to go back to her normal face, though, right?
I mean, once the swelling goes down, we don't have a before and after, though.
Suck if that's permanent. Mm-hmm. Hello, Key. Welcome to the men's room.
Figures and s'mores.
Hola.
Hola. Hey, you guys were talking about Andre the Giant.
Yes.
And my grandson, it's one in like 60 million or something like that. He has a mass on his pituitary gland, which is making his pituitary gland shoot out all kinds of growth hormone. So he's 10 years old. He's taller than me, and I'm 5'10". His shoe size is size 13. He's been able to palm a basketball since he was 9 years old.
His hands are that big, huh?
I'm going to go ahead and guess that no one really bullies his ass in school.
Oh, Dad, no.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Hmm.
So we got that.
Yes. I said punk, just to be clear.
Oh, okay.
All three of us were like, rabbit.
Better safe than sorry. Yeah. So you're 5'10". He's tall. So is he 6 foot yet, or is he just getting taller than you?
He's about 6 foot right now.
How much?
He's going in for surgery on the 15th
and
to get the mass removed.
Okay, and when they remove the mass, will that stop the growth hormone from basically squirting out?
It will, if that's all they have to do. If they have to take out the whole pituitary gland, then they'll have to put him on growth hormone.
Okay, but here's my question, though. So you have the mass that makes more growth hormone pop out. Now, he's still 10 years old, so in theory, there's still another 7 or 8 years where he would just grow as most people do. So if they remove that, and then he just grows at a normal rate, he would still hit, what, like 6'10", 6'11"?
Or will he not, and that will just stop it right there, and he has grown as much as he possibly can when they do the surgery?
No, he will still grow until probably 17 or 18 years old.
And what do they estimate his height and weight?
Well, he's almost 6 foot, and he's pretty skinny.
Okay.
he's probably 160 pounds.
Well, he's still 10 years old. That's a lot. Now, how much bigger does he look than all of the other classmates? I'm assuming he's in, what, fifth grade, sixth grade?
He's in fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
And he used to play football.
For the Cowboys.
We found this all out, and now we kind of protect him.
Okay,
but
well.
He's a whole head and a half taller than all his classmates.
And when you, so there's a growth hormone as far as your size goes, but does that also affect, say, like, is he growing a mustache, chest hair? Is that included?
Absolutely. He went through puberty at 9.
See, that's the worst thing that can happen to any teenage boy. You go into the shower when you start doing it in middle school, doing athletics, and there's a full-grown man standing in there, and you don't have a hair on your arm, man.
Right.
You got nothing. He's rocking a full mustache and beard.
So I get maybe not playing football, but I got to ask, I mean, could he play hoops? He's a foot and a half taller.
Does. He plays hoops, and his mom wanted to put off his surgery so he could grow just a little bit more.
Well, now, is he coordinated?
My family would do that.
Yeah. Is he coordinated? There was my son plays soccer, and one of the schools that they were playing earlier this year, there was this giant kid, right? And obviously this kid, he's going through his growth thing, and he looked terrifying, but zero coordination. Like, he was too big, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So is he actually coordinated?
Not so much. Well, he plays basketball really well.
Okay.
He reminds me of a Great Dane.
That's the nicest thing.
How is he mentally with this? Is he okay with this situation? Does this scare him? I mean, where is he mentally?
Well, he's 10, so he's still a little kid.
Right.
He's kind of knows what's going on, but nobody really knows the impact until after the surgery.
But how strange is it as far as the parents go? Like, if I take my kids to a restaurant, he's 10. So you're still in your chicken nugget years, and I don't want to eat this and eat that. You get the kids' menu, but they just bring my kids the kids' menus because they look like kids. He looks like at least a teen, I would imagine. I mean, if you're trying to get a deal on cheaper tickets, I would think no one would believe you.
Got his friends helping him buy beer.
Exactly. Hey, 10-year-old, give me beer. You got it, boss.
Using a Mach 3.
Anything you need.
You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. More calls coming up here in seconds.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.